This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some nutrition. We head back to Canada now to catch up with Scott Cooper. Scott, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Brad. I'm excited to be here.
Scott, let's talk about the way you approach an Ironman from a nutrition perspective. Do you have a? Is it pretty run of the mill for you, or have you got a special sort of philosophy when it comes to nutrition?
For nutrition, the thing that I've learned over the years is find something that works and stick with it. You can tweak, but really just try and find foods that sit well with you. Everyone's different. And then really focus on those. So for me, that Clif bars are that's just what sits well in my stomach. So the majority of my nutrition comes from those. Whereas I know a lot of people, they can't handle the solid food when they're biking and they rely on gels. So I think that it's really one of those things you got to just work around, try and find what works and then stick with that.
It's something that's come up quite a bit here on the podcast with regards to finding what works, and particularly in a race like Ironman, where you don't get too many opportunities to go for as long as you do in an Ironman. Is that something that you struggle with? Is the amount of opportunities you get to test and try things out?
Yeah, no, that's certainly a struggle, especially when you're starting out in the sport. I find now that I do longer workouts, so I can play with a little bit more in the workouts, and it can translate pretty well to racing. But really, you got to maximize those long workouts. Like sometimes people look at, say, their long ride and just be like, okay, this is going to be my slog of the day to get through the long ride. And then that's really all they focus on. But it can be a good opportunity to put in some Ironman pace efforts in that long ride and practice eating during those times, and then see how your body reacts and see if it can digest the food, or if you start getting cramps or getting sick or whatever it might be. And I think that people don't necessarily maximize their time in those places. And I think that that's an important way to help improve your nutrition.
Looking at nutrition outside of race day, just general day-to-day sort of stuff, is anything that you do that you think stands out for you?
Yeah, well, and I think that this is one of the things that's really really helped keep me more or less injury-free and training hard, is that I really focus on looking at nutrition as not just calories, but as the required nutrients you need just to get through the training and let your body recover. So instead of trying to get as many calories in, I try and think about trying to get as many nutrients in. So I focus on as much nutrients as possible. And I always try and make all my own food and eat whole foods. I never will buy processed foods. Just everything is fresh fruits and vegetables and meats meats and dairy, that sort of thing. Really try and make sure that, I'm maximizing every calorie that's going in, just to make sure that you're getting all those essential nutrients, because the training is just, it's so hard on your body.
You mentioned it too, with regards to sort of keeping all the balls in the air with a juggle with work and training. It boils down to that for nutrition as well. Planning is key, particularly if you are preparing your own food. Again, if you can sort of sort out what you're going to eat for the week, at the start of the week, it makes your life a bit easier.
Yeah, 100%, and that's something that more and more I've gotten into doing. So for the majority of my meals, I eat just very large salads with lean protein in them, and then what I'll do is I'll have one or two nights in my week where I'll prep those big salads for the next, say, 3 or 4 days, just so that it's always there and it's always available. Because when you're come in the door from a 5-hour workout and you're starving and it's late at night and you just want to eat, you're going to eat whatever's available. And if you don't have something prepared, you're going to start reaching for those things that aren't the best nutrient, or nutritious choices. You're just going to reach for whatever's simplest. So prepping your meals beforehand makes a huge, huge difference. That you don't always have the luxury to do it, but if you can, then that way you make sure that you're really maintaining that good solid nutrition all the time.
As far as maintaining balance, you talk about eating healthily. I mean, is there something that's your downfall that you just cannot say no to that you probably should?
Well, my big one, and this has now become my a whole thing around my pre-race and post-race celebration is ice cream. If I start eating ice cream, then I don't stop eating ice cream. So during race season, I have a strict no ice cream policy, and then after every race that I do, I go find the best ice cream in town, and I get the largest ice cream they'll serve, and then that's always my treat after race day.
Favorite flavor?
Ooh, chocolate with any sort of nut. Chocolate peanut butter, though, I think is my number one, but any kind of nut in the chocolate will do.
Fantastic. Well, Scott, best of luck. Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to seeing how you go in the weeks and months and years to come.
Great. Thank you so much, Brad. Glad to be here.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on theKonaEdge.com/nutritionseminar.